We have about a half hour to the end of this fellowship, and I would like to definitely reserve 10 minutes, maybe even a little bit more, for the brothers to share some particular burden to us. And I may even say that this burden should especially be relevant to the working saints. And I would even add the young working saints. So please do not leave and remain until the end for that, the sharing of that burden. I hope the word that I shared just now is operative and would cause you to again go to the Lord in these days. Certain decisions we make in life are maybe in some ways not that crucial or critical, but there are certain decisions in our life. If we make the wrong decision, it can affect years of our passage, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, just because you made that certain decision. So I like to encourage us that, dear ones, when you are faced with certain things in your life, where to go, what to do, really, really be very, very careful, sober-minded, and clear with the Lord. We have one life to live, brothers. Every decision is it. You may say, can we repent? We can repent. Can we regret? We can regret. Isn't the Lord merciful? He is merciful. Will the Lord give back the years that the locusts have eaten? Yes, it's in the word. But we cannot live, rely on that. We need rather to, in everything, in every decision in our lives, right? Related to ourselves, related to our family, related to the way we spend our time, related to our priority of things, what's important. And in related to many decisions we make, we should always make those decisions looking at the end goal, looking at the Lord, looking at the Lord's interest. Lord, what is this decision going to, how is this going to affect us, affect me? In my life to you, in my service to you, in my in this race that I'm running, in what? In carrying out your interests. And brothers and sisters, everything must be taken in such a serious way. I made my share of wrong decisions, but by the Lord's mercy, those decisions were some are a little bit more serious, others are not. But I thank the Lord to this day that even though I made certain wrong decisions, they did not affect my life's course, my serving the Lord. That is, I can only attribute this to the Lord's mercy in hindsight. But in the main, with the Lord's help and very much my wife and together, I make that right decision to follow him, to go on in this ministry. There are times of turmoil. There's a times of all kinds of things in the church life that many are stumble, many just took another way, many dropped out, many, and so on. You can come back to the church life, you can. course, the Lord is the receiving Father, ever ready to embrace us again. But we lost time. We lost precious years in our lives, wandering and doing things and pursuing things that really does not contribute to his economy. It is just we become someone living in the world, just doing things that we should do. I'm not saying, brothers, we should not be responsible. That's not what I'm saying, to be just forget everything. We just serve the Lord. And that's irresponsible. I'm not here advocating being irresponsible. You can be responsible, but your heart, your view, your condition, your goal is unchanged. In fact, not only are they unchanged, they are all the time intensified, all the time increasing. So there's something in these athletic race, like field and track, or swimming in the pool. They call it the negative split. They call it negative split. So that let's say I swim 4 laps in the pool in a race, my last lap would be the fastest. You know, usually people go out fast, but the negative split means the last lap is the fastest. You see what I'm saying? I have seen too much people go out, you know, just burning through it. Then I see the slowing down. Eventually, they could not finish. That is so sad. It need not be like that. The more we run, physically, we're getting older, we're aging, this and that. But inwardly, I tell you, we are even more intensified to run. The closer we are to the end of our course, the faster we're running, the more intensified we become. So, and the more ferocious our appetite. We don't even retain the old appetite. Our appetite increased, our appetite grew, our desire for the Lord, and so on and so forth. This is a genuinely renewed person. So I just am burdened in these days. We would just reverse everything and not be like the world, and not believe that this is impossible for us to be what? All in for the Lord. Can I say that? To be all out for the church, for the recovery, for the Lord's kingdom, in many ways, starting in the way we order our lives today, the way we prioritize our schedule today for the Lord, unto the Lord, for us to serve the Lord. You see, starting with that, right, and all the way unto living for Him. You know, as sojourners, we move on the earth, we migrate, we go here and there, for what? For His interest, for His testimony, for His spread. I mentioned Nat and Wan Chi. They just move there, and just like that. For what? Why, brothers? That's how we should live today. We are not people of the world, brothers. We and sisters, we are different people. We are a different people. We're just different, and you just tell yourself. You know, at the end of that story, going back to that memorial, after I heard all the sharing and testimonies and so on, I said, the world is not worthy of this kind of people like Nat. It's just, the world doesn't deserve to have them. Only the Lord deserved. So the Lord took him. The world doesn't deserve us, if I may say so. We're not good for this world. We're good for the Lord. Now, with this little time left, I would, 5 minutes, I still would just say a few words in this outline about there is a relationship between having a proper appetite, yeah, for the Lord, and having a proper spiritual digestion. So the emphasis here is what? On digestion. So one problem why our appetite goes down or decreases is because something internally is not right. The food that we take in has not been properly digested or processed or absorbed. And so you cannot eat anymore. It's just stuck there, right? This is a big one. This is a big one concerning spiritual appetite and hunger. So it says here, we need to eat the Lord, but after we eat, we also need a good digestion. Now, listen to this. If you have a proper digestion, the food you eat can get into every part of your physical being. There is a, this is the good word, thoroughfare for the food to get through. Indigestion means that there is no thoroughfare for the food. We need to see how this applies to us in the spiritual sense. Some saints may enjoy the Lord, but after a certain time, they lose their taste and appetite for this. This is because after taking in the Lord Jesus, there was indigestion. There was no thoroughfare for the Lord to get through. So after enjoying the Lord, we have to say, Lord, have been merciful to me. Keep my whole being with all my inward parts open to you. Now, let me finish this reading because I'm running out of time. We need to go along with the inner sense from the Lord in order to have a proper spiritual digestion. Go along. All right. After enjoying the Lord, we may have some sense within that we need to deal with a certain matter. If we are slow to respond to this sense, this means we are not allowing the Lord Jesus to get through. That means no thoroughfare. After enjoying the Lord, if we have any sense within us, any feeling within us, that means that the Lord Jesus is moving. The Lord is moving, you know, and that means the digestion is going on. We have to go along, again the word, go along with this inner sense. If we do, we will be joyful and have a better, bigger, deeper, and higher appetite for Christ. This is because a good digestion brings in a better appetite. Last, if we argue with the inner sense, resist the inner sense, this will result in indigestion. But when we respond and go along with the inner sense, our appetite for the Lord Jesus will come back and our spiritual digestion becomes proper. So, brothers, this is a very simple and clear point. How do we maintain our spiritual appetite? In fact, how do we increase our spiritual appetite? And that is to allow what you have received already. What you have received of the Lord already, what you have received of the Lord will be, it's not something dead, it's something living. It is something dispensed into you, the Lord himself actually, that you have enjoyed and experienced. He is there not static. He's not there doing nothing. He is there waiting, having gotten into you, to be digested by you, to be assimilated and absorbed by you, okay, to become part of you. That digesting and absorbing process is what? Is in the form of his move in your being, his operating in your being to what? To expect, to ask for your obedience, your following his word, your submitting to his speaking, all right? So it talks about the inner sense. The more we obey the Lord speaking within us, the more we say amen to him, the more we go along with him, the more this food has thoroughfare, or this food is actually being digested by you. When you have a good digestion in this way, I tell you, you have actually a greater appetite to eat more. But the problem is when we resist, when we argue, when we put up a fight, when we do not say amen, when we want to have our way, when we fight with the Lord, rather than what? Receiving his dealing in us. You know, this word is important. It is through the dealings that we absorb the Lord. It is through our transaction with the Lord that we receive him. It is through our saying amen, following the Lord, the Lord speaking within us, the Lord's desire within us, that food that we took in is digested. The saints that are this way, and the quicker we follow the Lord, the more we're obedient to the Lord, the more submissive we're to the Lord's speaking and his moving, I tell you, the quicker we grow, the more appetite you will have. This is absolutely proven by our experiences. So I will just say this, brothers and sisters, in these days, if we have the desire to really run this race, right, endurance, if we have the this burden to have our spiritual appetite increase, if we are wanting to be fully poured out for the Lord and for the church life and the Lord's interest, I tell you, go along with him. Go along with him. Just go along with him. Whatever he requires within you, amen. Whatever he asks of you, obey. All right? Do not reject. Do not resist. Go along. And many times it's hard to go along. The Lord has certain requirements. It's hard for us to take. And this is the time where we have to let go of our soul life, our soulish desires, our soulish preferences, to lose the soul, right? You can gain the world and lose your soul, your soul life. Today, we need to lose our soul life and not have our way and preferences and desires, but rather, Lord, your will be done. Nevertheless, your will be done. That was the Lord's prayer before he was arrested and crucified. And by doing that, I tell you, brothers and sisters, trust me, you will be a fresh person. You will have fresh appetite all the time. Your condition, your stomach is in a proper and right condition to what? To receive more of Christ, more of Christ. And you will go on, right? More and more. So I hope that we can also take this to heart. There's one more point here. I don't have the time. That says we should restore our spiritual appetite by eating the Lord's word and speaking for the Lord. I won't read this. This is a very important point. Sometimes the indigestion is we eat, but we don't give, right? We take in, but we don't flow out. It's like that hose that has water coming in, but nothing going out the other way. You are too selfish or whatever the reason. So, dear saints, the more we minister, the more we give, the more we feed, the more we take care of other people, the more we take care of the meetings, the more we share, the more we pour out, the more that life will come in, the more the supply will come in, the more we'll be hungry and have the appetite for even more. Some of us never flow out. We don't live a flow out life. We don't flow out to people. We don't speak to people. We don't share the Lord. We don't prophesy. We don't take time to go and minister to the saints. And we don't give. I come back to Brother Nat again, a poured out life, just pouring out, just giving, because he's giving and giving and giving. So constantly he's receiving and receiving and receiving and receiving. It's a simple formula, very simple formula. I mean, if a local church is just a poured out church, that church is a receiving church. If you are a poured out Christian, poured out in your care for people, in your speaking, in your sharing, in your ministering to others, in your serving others in so many ways. The gospel, brothers and sisters, shepherding people, the taking care of the young ones, the new ones, ministering to the sinners, ministering to the saints. If the more you don't do that, the more you begin plugged up and you don't have an appetite. I want to stir you up all to do things, to go, to migrate, to minister, to live a life of service. And the more you are like this, I tell you, your appetite will be a healthy one. I better stop here and leave the last 10 minutes for the brothers. Amen.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We just want to take these last 10 minutes to share a burden and some encouraging testimonies regarding how the Lord is moving here in Northern California. You may have heard this acronym, GTCNC, Gospelize, Truthize, and Churchize. The NC is for Northern California. So we have two sets of testimonies. We'll begin with John and Mickey Liu from Reno to share a little, and then we'll continue with a testimony from Jeff and Crystal O from Oakland. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hi, saints. We're John and Mickey, and the Lord brought us to Reno about 5 years ago. Recently, we migrated back to Reno again. We enjoyed the process so much that we did it again. Outwardly, initially, it was through a job, and also my younger brother and his wife were here, and so we just wanted to be in Reno. But 8 months later, he found a job out of state and they moved away. And not too long after that, my job situation didn't work out, but that opened a door to serve on the campus full time. And that was thoroughly enjoyable. But then the pandemic hit. And after a year of strict lockdown, in our little place, the walls started to cave in, and we just needed a little mental break and a change of scenery, some open space. And naturally, Texas came to mind. So we drove out there and spent a few months out there. But coming back, we took a long detour through SoCal and up to Washington State. And along the way, we just kept opening to the Lord. Lord, are you moving us here? Are you moving us there? You know, are you moving us back to California? But sitting in traffic for about an hour, I think the Lord's presence left the car, at least. But although our intention wasn't to leave Reno, we just kept opening to the Lord. We just kept asking and inquiring. And then when we came back to Reno about December of last year, there was a piece that kind of had the final say. It was as if the Lord was saying, I'm here. I'm still here in Reno. And so we just felt happy to stay and to so to speak, migrate here again. But about three lessons that we've learned through our migrations, loosely corresponding with our body, soul, and spirit, actually. Number one is that there's life after California. Costco and Trader Joe's are everywhere throughout. And everyone boasts of good schools too. Secondly, regarding our soul, it's not necessarily migration being spiritually motivated for us. Many of us are working saints, so perhaps the Lord uses a job to get us out here initially. And then, when the Lord takes care of your body and soul, what's left is just Christ and the church. And you're able, at least we're able to just give our time and really dive in, because the Lord has taken care of these outward needs, but that we're just able to be built up, give our time and energy to be built up with the saints here. It's been such a sweet church life in Reno, and we just encourage all of you, take a visit. Just even if it's a vacation, the Lord uses everything. And we, as Brother Monroe said, we have one life, and there's two opportunities here in Reno and Oakland. Amen.
The second testimony is pre-recorded, so the AV brothers will help us to share that one.
Dear Saints, my name is Jeffrey O, and this is my wife, Crystal. We recently moved to Oakland. Today, we would like to share how the Lord led us to Oakland. Sorry, I'm currently out of the country and could not physically be with you all. We were saved and baptized in 2000 in Berkeley and have stayed in Berkeley since then. After we were saved, we heard many testimonies about migration. And there are so many patterns before us, and we also have desire to participate in the Lord's move in this way. On one hand, we are open, but on the other hand, we are also very concerned whether we are qualified and we are capable of migrating or not. But in 2020, during the Memorial Day conference, brothers recommended us to read this book, The World Situation and God's Move. In the last chapter, Brother Lee said, our ultimate responsibility is to leave Christ and to meet together in such a way that we may be the body, the new man, the lampstand, and the bride. Then in the last section, Brother Lee continued to say, as you consider what you have read in these chapters, what would you do? Will you simply stay where you are and make a good living? Will the Lord not lead you out? His word is very striking. We feel this is the Lord's direct speaking to us. And at that point, we are clear. We need to go. But we don't know where we should go yet. Since then, we have joined many migration activities, such as GTCA virtual tours, the NorCal migration prayers. And when the burden of this reestablishing the church in Oakland came, I also participate in prayer and fellowship with brothers. More and more, we are burdened to move to Oakland. During the Labor Day conference last year, migration to Reno and Oakland was officially announced. After more prayer and fellowship with the saints, we felt it's a time to take action. We started to find a place in Oakland. Many saints have prayed for us. The saints on Wednesday night Oakland prayer meetings, East Bay brothers, Berkeley brothers and sisters, even a group of Chinese-speaking sisters, they were praying for us. In the beginning, I felt the Lord was leading us to West Oakland, but the Lord did not open the door for us. Through the prayer and fellowship of the body, Gradually, we learned the law may start a moving Auckland by blending us with the saints who already live in the North Auckland, Emeryville area. Eventually, the law led us to the current place, which is in the middle of where the saints live in this area.
Amen. Praise the Lord for placing us right in the midst of the saints. Many saints live nearby in the walking distance. Here we can truly practice house-to-house church life. Since we move in, we have received a lot of cherishing and nourishment from the saints. Every Friday morning, sister come to my house to pray and afterwards have a meal together with simplicity of heart. Recently, some working brothers initiated a weekly working saints lunch club at our place. Through many saints' petitions and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Lord is doing everything himself. He is arranging who to come, when to come, and what to do. We just simply open our home, offer what we have, and enjoy the time with the saints, feasting together joyfully with our King. May the Lord continue to lead us and guide us. May the Lord also lead and guide many of you. He is our Alpha. He is Omega. He who has begun it will complete it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So based off of these two reports, we would just like to remind the saints and rekindle your burden for migration and your burden to pray for migration. Open to the Lord. As our brother just spoke, go along. He may be speaking something. Just ask him, Lord, how could I cooperate? How could I participate in this very practical move in these days? There is the church in Reno, and there's a fellowship you can have with the leading ones there. Regarding the church in Oakland, right now the coordination is through the church in Berkeley, so you can continue the fellowship in that practical way. We also want to just close this session with a reminder, maybe for sake of time, I'll just post some references that our brother pointed to this during this session, hymns 635 and 636. The encouragement regarding running the race and caring for the four types of earth, and especially not to be distracted in this current time. And then 2 Peter 1, 1 through 11, where we see that we're allotted precious faith, we're granted divine power, and we're granted precious and exceedingly great promises. And we just need to add all diligence so that the entrance to the kingdom would be richly and bountifully supplied to us. There's also two ministry portions regarding spiritual eating and having a proper digestion, the living and practical way to enjoy Christ, chapter 6, and the great mystery, Christ in the Church, chapter 16. And before we conclude, we'd also want to encourage the saints, if you've missed any of the speaking, you can go to the NorCal Church's website that will be posted here, where all the past messages have been recorded and can be reviewed and listened to. And then finally, we also can announce the upcoming sessions in the second quarter of this year. We'll also put those in the chat, but they will be Saturday mornings 10 to 12, as we've been normally having these times. The dates are April 30th, May 7th, May 21st, June 11th, and June 18th. And we'll arrange to have those on the website as well, but they're posted there in the chat link. You can kind of click on the dots on the side and you can copy and paste those if you need access to them. Praise the Lord, saints. Maybe before we log off, we could turn our cameras on and those who are available just to physically see
can
one
I add of this word. Can I add this one word?
Yes. Amen.
To tie everything together, and that is a vitalized person is a person who have successfully maintained their spiritual appetite. Amen.